It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our minds. I'm Joe Clark. The week one matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday is going to be a test of wills between two of the best defenses in the NFL. While Pittsburgh's offense, particularly quarterback Kenny Pickett and wide receiver George Pickens, has gotten a ton of buzz throughout the preseason and ahead of the week one matchup, it's going to be Pittsburgh's work on the defensive side of the ball, their bread and butter, that could be the difference. With outside linebacker TJ Watt healthy, Pittsburgh's passers can be devastating. Watt and fellow outside linebacker Alex Highsmith are among the best passers off the edge in the NFL, while defensive lineman Cameron Hayward can help generate pressure inside. And if Larry Ogunjobi, another defensive lineman, who is questionable for Sunday, is able to play, he can also add some pass rushing juice. While he didn't show it off last year, Ogunjobi is an accomplished pass rusher in the league, and he could be a really nice asset for the Steelers in that facet of the game. This is a Steelers team that can get to the passer. And San Francisco 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy has never been sacked more than four times in a game. He's coming off elbow surgery, and he didn't get a full offseason of preparation, starting his offseason work late in the process. For Pittsburgh, the key to victory is going to be to make Purdy uncomfortable. If the Steelers can get to Purdy and rattle him a bit, maybe give him some happy feet in the pocket, they should be in good shape to get a win as home underdogs. One key for the Steelers is going to be the matchup between Watt and Colton McKivitz, the 49ers' new starting right tackle. Mike McGlinchey left in the offseason, signing with the Denver Broncos, and McKivitz hasn't been tested much. He has just five starts since entering the NFL in 2020, and he's never faced off against Watt. That's going to be a matchup for Pittsburgh to take advantage of, and it would be nice if Pittsburgh could get Watt going early. The Niners are a really good team, and it's going to be a battle of wills on Sunday. I'm willing to bet the game is decided by one score, but for that edge to favor Pittsburgh, they're going to have to get to Purdy early and often on Sunday. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And make sure to check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Cazor and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Let's go Steelers.